Having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have, it's Mikey J.
It's time to see Mikey J. Mikey J.
Are you f***ing with me?
Yeah, you know who it is.
The Great Unknowns presents.
How you doing? I'm Mikey J, and you're listening to The Great Unknowns presents on KGUP 106.5 FM. The Emerge Radio Networks, and we're here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and you might also be listening to us on our sister station in Miami, Florida on butterfliesradio.com. Hello to you all, and we're brought to you in part by musicxray.com and independentmusicpromotions.com. Wow, how have you been? Well, I hope you haven't missed me too much. Well, the truth is we moved studios, and let me tell you, when you have a small team of people to help you move from one station to another, it's not easy. And basically that team of people is just me. You know, I have a couple assistants, but you know, I don't see them that often. Now, I don't remember the last time I was in the air, but it was quite a bit ago. We had the summer showcase that was just wrapped up. We had the most requested artist, top 10 special. So if you didn't get to listen to that, you should really check it out because we had some great music. Many of those top 10 artists are still on the chart, you know, and plus we have some new ones like Soren Bryce and Brandon Hazelton. I mean, they're up there in the top 10 charts right now. So when we do it again, expect to hear some incredible music as always, as we always do. Coming up on December 2nd, we have nomination red carpet and press event that's coming up very shortly, in about 5 weeks or so. Now, the whole point of this show is to award the top five final nominees in each of the 26 categories. We've added some brand new categories, including Best Radio DJ or Producer of the Year Award. Also, we have the Best Music Video, which, you know, we didn't have that last year. We got rid of a few categories like Best Solo Artist. Felt kind of redundant because, you know, singer-songwriter is that spot. Also on December 2nd, it's going to be held at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood. So you definitely want to be there. You know, you can meet all the artists. You know, each of the artists are going to be called to the stage. So, I mean, there's over 200 nominees and 130 of them are going to move on. So that's a high percentage of the artists are going to get through to the next round. Now, we do have live performances by In Air, Cheating Daylight, Soren Bryson, Melanie Taylor, Andrea Desmond, Glitter Rose, and Travis Royce. One of our biggest sponsors is John Casey. You may have heard of him. He's really famous in Santa Monica. He's known as the Dance Doctor, so if you want to learn how to dance almost any type of genre, I mean, he'll teach you. In fact, I may even take a couple of his classes because I really need to brush up on my dancing skills. Yeah, I'm terrible. That's why I'm behind a mic. That's why I only go to concerts. I don't go to clubs. I don't dance. You know, no matter how drunk I am, I just can't get my feet to move. It's horrible. It's, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people that love dancing, love to go out and go specifically to go out to go dancing. I'm not one of those people. I don't know why. They just don't like it. You know, I mean, I'll move and kind of shake my arms around and act, you know, like an idiot. But, you know, that's how I enjoy dancing. But it doesn't look right when you're on a dance floor and you're trying to impress other people. If it ever comes to the time where I'm getting married and, you know, it's my turn to get up there and dance, I'm going to look like a damn fool. But today we have an interview. We're going back to the interview format like we used to. You know, today's guests, they have performed with Mr. Cheeks of the Lost Boys. They've opened up for Naughty by Nature, Chantel, Young MC. Their music has been also heard on the television show Road Trip Nation. And they've had an honorable mention on the John Lennon songwriting competition. So if you're very involved in the independent community, you may have heard of them, especially if you're in the New York area. Hailing from Albany, New York, here is the Ill Funk Ensemble. How you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I was blessed with another day to make music and feel good. I'm happy to be on the show.
So how's the weather over there in Albany, New York?
It's almost like a desert. I mean, it's cold in the morning, it's hot during the day, and it's cold at night. But, you know, look, I'll take it over the snow. It's been no cooler than 95 degrees for about 6 weeks now. It's definitely a hot.
Yeah, we get those from time to time, too. But honestly, this is the best type of year for us. It starts to get cooler, and it's easier to sleep at night. And definitely during the day, it's gorgeous up in here.
Yeah, it's pretty hot over here still. I mean, we had one spell of rain last week. I hadn't seen rain since May, I think. May or June. But it's up and down. You know, we get that high-pressure system that kind of pushes the cold away from the coast, and we get some of that eastern front. So it gets pretty warm over here. All right, tell me about your band. What kind of style of music do you play, and where are you guys from?
The band, we play a lot of hip-hop, R&B, soul, funk. We do a lot of amalgamations of different sounds. We're originally from all over, and we all have a lot of different backgrounds. And Jermaine over here is from the Bronx. I grew up in upstate New York, and you know, we all kind of grew up in different lives. But as we put it together, we, you know, the music kind of spoke to both of us in that way, and we kind of learned how to put together that stuff that way. You know.
All right. So there are five of you, right? When did the band get together?
About 7 years ago, I had kind of the idea to put together a band that was, you know, funk-oriented, but also had a hip-hop vibe. And when I ran into Jermaine, that's when it, you know, pieces kind of came together. And he can do it all. You know, he can rap, he can sing, he can do all that. And next thing you know, we're a live hip-hop band, which is pretty unheard of in the area.
It's crazy.
Cool. Now, was it an instant cohesion, or did it take a few years before you really began to click? You know, I mean, some bands just take forever. Some never click. I mean, you can tell on the stage and you know, you can hear that people are just not excited to be there. And, you know, you really want a band that just kind of stands out, melts together, works together. You can tell that they're happy. They love being on stage. That I can definitely tell that you guys have that cohesion because you guys click. It's pretty awesome to hear.
It took a little while. I wouldn't say a few years. I would say probably a few months. I mean, I think in 6 months we were really on our way, and I think within a year we really were feeling who we were. The thing that was hard is where we were going musically, because we can go in any direction. So finding our sound, it was harder because we had so many talented people together.
I know this question is pretty worn out, but where did the name the Ill Funk Ensemble come from?
Originally, we did a lot of funk And you know, when Jermaine came in the band, obviously we started doing some more hip hop. So Ill kind of has to do with the hip hop world. Funk is obvious, pretty obvious. And ensemble was really a play on words with band and making sure that it was obvious that the Ill Funk Ensemble is live hip hop funk.
All right, right about now, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Ill Funk Ensemble's new album. This is called Fearless. And you're listening to The Great Unknowns Presents on KGUP 106.5 FM, the Emerge Radio Networks. Don't go away.
Perfectly real. She gets me going. Your girlfriend? She's your girlfriend? She's a girl and a friend? Do not humanize the enemy, Ted.
The Great Unknowns presents.
I'm Mikey Jane. You're listening to The Great Unknowns presents on KGUP 106.5 FM in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And this episode is brought to you in part by IndependentMusicPromotions.com, marketing for serious musicians.
Yeah, James is our man. He's helped us out in a lot of different things. And I tell you, I'd highly recommend it to any musician who's actually serious about becoming more well-known in the independent artist arena. Guy loves his work, and he works hard for you.
Definitely.
All right, so today's guest is the Ill Funk Ensemble, and they are here with me today. Now, we just heard the song She's Fearless, and that's the first track off of the Duality LP. That's a really great song. It's one of my favorites. Tell me about the background of that track.
She's Fearless came about. There's also a reprise, which I dedicate to my mom. But She's Fearless is really about how, you know, there's always misogynistic lyrics. You know, as a man, you know, I love looking at beautiful women and things and talking to them. But this is really about respecting that women do have other qualities besides being beautiful. They can be fearless in business, as mothers, as protectors and whatnot.
Now, what can fans expect from the album and why should they buy it?
You know, we do totally different things with this record. I mean, you know, most hip hop is very commercialized. Most hip hop is got meaningless lyrics. I mean, we've kind of taken it in a way that it's musical, it's meaningful, and honestly, it's one of those things where a fan of any genre could really get into it. A fan of rock could get into it. A fan of hip hop can get into it. A fan of R&B can get into it. You know, a fan of jazz can get into it because there's lots of jazz voicings and everything else like that. So, you know, at the end of the day, what you're buying is buying an experience in terms of a whole record, which you just don't really get much of anymore. People who really take pride in what they do and don't have any help from outside sources. Don't, you know, we're influenced, but we definitely don't sit there and let that rule our lives. We go our own direction.
Yeah. Our new album, our second album, is the duality of life. We all live in a duality, happiness, sadness, rich and poor. I hope to, and the band hopes to live some of the rich life. But this is our real album. And we wanted to showcase our different abilities, our many different abilities. It was a stretch and a reach with my writing and singing and rapping. It was a stretch with BJ's production. And I think it came together really well. And we've gotten a lot of critical acclaim for it.
Well, it's really good. I mean, this album is really well put together. I mean, you're definitely not a throwback band. Instead, you're like hinting at a specific time period. I mean, I saw one person reference the Kool & the Gang. I wasn't really a big Kool & the Gang fan, but I mean, if you were being compared to them, it's like you guys are a 21st century version of them. You guys meld the perfect balance. I mean, you bring back some of that old feeling during the highlight of the funk era, but you don't sound like you belong there, which is really key. And that's what really separates you from other musicians that emulate, you know, past genres, is that you don't sound like you belong there. You sound like you belong here, but, you know, you definitely have that spin. You know, because a lot of guys, you know, they try to do what you're doing, but they make the mistake of sounding like they should have been released in the 70s, and you know, you definitely belong in the now. And I think that's why you're a big hit.
Yeah,
I think this is a big hit because, I mean, we've definitely been paying our dues. We've been together for 6 years. And again, it's a testament to our different abilities to do different genres authentically. But yet most of us are pretty young dudes, so we do belong in the now.
Yeah.
We have a couple of sprinkles I'm not going to shout anybody out, a couple of older guys in a band. They keep it authentic for our 70s musical styles. But, you know, we grew up, you know, most of us in the 80s and the 90s. And so, you know, now we love a lot of things that people are doing. And I wish people would buy it based on liking our product, not to be hip. Not because we're repeating the same two words, and I'm not hinting at anybody in specific.
Yeah.
It is not a problem to like music. It's cool to like music. It's cool to like people that play instruments. Shout out to the DJ, to the DJs, and throw L Funk on your DJ playlist. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, for real.
And with that thought, I'd like to go ahead and get to our second break, and this is another track off the Duality LP, the L Funk Ensemble, featuring Steven Atkinson. This is Find a Way, Don't Go Away.
You can do it, you'll be fine. Help is on the way. You can make it, just be strong. You'll find a way. You can do it, you'll be fine. Help is on the way. You can make it, just be strong. You'll find a way.
Better or worse, man, what a verb. You damn right, man, it's an action word. It's like the Klan war, whole world disturbed. Whole world is made up in good intention. Most of the time it knocks the world out of rhythm. Hindsight is always 20-20 vision. That divorce got your ass doing long division. We all make the best out of what we're given. Sometimes the heat is hot in the kitchen. Ain't no good in bitching, ain't no good in stitching. Think you owe it all, sometimes you gotta listen. Slow the pace down, you always out running, ripping. I relate, but you need to focus your vision. Though the rules are different, it's still an art of war. It's dog eat dog, are you a carnivore?
You can do it, you'll be fine. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
You can make it, just be strong.
Be strong.
You'll find a way.
Love, an overused word, often repeated by abusers. And users can tell by the action. Sometimes the truth hurts. You keep lying at work to all your girls. I must be the clumsiest chick in the world, but you're not. Shame. The six is too high, and this is not a game. You always come for them and try to hide your pain. Now your life is off the tracks, run away, train. He used to sit with you on the champagne. Now we're flipping on you, man, what a lane. Hold up, wait a minute, come back greater with it. You need to have hope, like Obama do. Phenomenal woman, Maya Angelou. The old you return like the prodigal. Sunshine bright to burn through your obstacles, baby.
You can do it, you'll be fine. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
You can make it,
yeah.
Just be strong.
Be strong.
You'll find a way.
Love could cause a war, stop it. Could throw a gun or pop it. Take or be philanthropic. Either ways, man, damn what a topic. Do it from the heart or do it for the wallet. You can quote it and post it on your wall, fam. A given situation could change your call, man. A given situation could cause a brawl, man. You gotta take a shot if you came to ball, man. Decision, decision, be the victor or be the victim. Too much up on myself, got no one to pitch it. Devil's in the details like I play by play. Music's in the retail, I live it day by day. Every weekend got shows up in top state. Waiting for my song to pop like an 808. They say it's politics, am I a candidate? I got my will and my God, I will find a way.
You can do it. Help is on the way. You can make it,
yeah.
Just be strong. You'll find a way. You can do it.
You can do it.
You'll be fine. Help is on the way. You can make it,
can make it.
Just be strong,
strong, baby.
You'll find a way.
Oh no.
I love about Halloween, it's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hoe bag. If a girl dresses up as a witch, she's a slutty witch. If she's a cat, she's a slutty cat. If she's a nurse...
Wow, we get it.
She's a slutty nurse.
The Great Unknowns presents.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Great Unknowns presents on KGUP 106.5 FM, the Emerge Radio Networks. This episode is also brought to you in part by MusicXray.com, the reliable place for musicians to connect with industry professionals. All right, so tell me about the history of L Funk Ensemble. You know, there's some stuff that a lot of people don't know about you, how you perform with Grammy Award winner. You also open for many famous artists, which I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of our most recent fun shows is Mr. Cheeks of the Lost Boys. That is one of the Grammy winners that you were talking about in your question. Naughty by Nature was definitely a highlight. They have so many hip-hop anthems, and they're a very important group. So it was really, it was great. It was an honor, and they were really nice guys, too. So was Mr. Cheeks. You have Chantel, like we said before.
Yeah.
Young MC. Yeah. And that's just a few. I don't want to get too lost in that question.
Nice. Now, you almost won the John Lennon songwriting competition. You got a nice nomination at the Royal Family Affair competition, which were, you know, all very well-deserved accolades.
Yeah, you know, and they don't come about from just sitting on your laurels. I mean, you got to go out there and work for it and try to push towards getting some of those accolades. And honestly, if you sit back and you don't do anything about it, you're never going to get those accolades and you're never going to get the recognition. So,
all right, so what do you guys like to do in your spare time? Do you guys all hang out together, or is it just strictly business and you just, like, you know, hey, it's time for rehearsal, you know, you have a set schedule of when you guys hook up? How does that work out?
We definitely hang out a lot. I mean, obviously, we're playing a lot together. But, you know, one of the reasons the band came together so well and it's lasted for so long is because we're all really good friends and we all care about each other. So it's not all strictly business, obviously. I mean, we go out and we bust our ass and do our thing with, you know, playing clubs and all that. But we spend a lot of time together busting each other's chops and just having a whole lot of fun doing it like that.
So we're kind of running short on time. We're going to go ahead and take our third break. This is one of my favorites. This is Hot Crazy Good Love.
Yeah, Hot Crazy Good Love is just one of those. When BJ played me the music for it, I just knew it was undeniable R&B. And, you know, I wanted to go hard. This you know, this album has to do with love. And that song, it just really, I caught the vibe. It's about love. Good woman.
You're listening to a special interview with the Ill Funk Ensemble on The Great Unknowns Presents. We'll be right back.
Crazy good love. High, find myself craving human intimacy and physical contact.
Oh, boy. You know ours is a relationship of the mind.
Proposal. One wild night of torrid lovemaking that soothes my soul and inflames my loins.
Counter proposal. I will gently stroke your head and repeat, "Aw, who's a good Amy?"
How about this? French kissing. 7 minutes in heaven, culminating in second base.
Neck massage. Then you get me that beverage.
We cuddle. Final offer.
Very well.
The Great Unknowns presents.
Welcome back. I'm Mikey J on The Great Unknowns presents on KGUP 106.5 FM, the Emerge Radio Networks, and we're here with the Ill Funk Ensemble. Now, the show is coming to a close. If there's anything else that you'd like to talk about, this is the part where you pour it all out. So here's your chance to give a shout out to your fans, friends, family, whatever.
All right. Look, I want to, again, rest in peace to my mom. She brought me in this life. I want to love my family. Bria, Heather, Ayana, Jatari, and, you know, everybody that supports us. There's so many that I couldn't name you right here, but let you know right now that we appreciate every support from every last one of you that's come to our shows, that have supported us in any way, whether it just be a good comment, whether it be a pat on the back, whether it be to keep going. We're a band that is very appreciative, and we have a vision. And I think that, you know, we're going to reach it. And we want to be a testament to working class musicians.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like I say, I mean, we could thank everybody. I mean, our friends, our family, they've been tremendous influences in our lives. We wouldn't be here where we're at if we didn't have those people. But like I say, at the end of the day, all love goes to God and to you know what He was able to do for us to be able to make this type of music and be able to come together as friends. There's no reason any of us should have been able to meet, but you know what? Through the grace of God, we were able to meet, and we've done a lot of wonderful things because of that. So.
Yes, indeed.
So, when is your new album drop? Where can people purchase your music?
You can purchase it on iTunes, and you can purchase it now. The album is out now. Did I say now? Yes, The Duality, Ill Funk Ensemble. It's on iTunes. Plus, you can catch our first album, Catching Wreck, which is on iTunes now.
If you can't find it on iTunes, you go to illfunk.com, illfunk.com, and it's got all the links to everything you'd ever possibly want with us. And some funny stuff that our bass player does, too. You might have a laugh.
Right, that's the end of this week's show, and it was great talking to you.
Oh, it was great talking to you. We appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. Thank you very much.
Definitely, thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. I hope to see you at the award ceremony in Hollywood on February 8th, 2013.
I hope to be there. We would love to be there. We just need that little invite.
Yeah, I think we need we definitely need an invite on that. Although, yo, we could probably crash that.
Hey, that sounds like the Ill Funk way. Spread love, and that's part of the duality. Showing up without flashing our smiles.
That's it.
All right, right now we're going to close out the show with a brand new song, and I'd like to have you guys choose which one. Which song would you like us to play?
You know, I'm a little partial to the song Bringing the Heat. We cleared the sample with the Quincy Jones. We used the sample of his song, The Street Beater, which is the theme song from Sanford and Son. Yeah, man. So we got clearance from him, and he liked the song. He must have liked the song, or he wouldn't let us use it. So, Bringing the Heat, illfunk.com.
Illfunk.com.
All right, so from the Emerge Radio Network studios in Los Angeles, this is Mikey J. I'm out.
It's so good, Ill Funk to take over. Summer getting hotter because the breakover. Give you something B-boys can break over. Update the track for girls to shake over. You feeling a five-man alignment. Round two, the stars shining brighter this time, man. Jermaine AK singing and rhyming. Roll through the dark, shine like Orion. Most sofas and shame, birth for James. Wait, that's time I brainstorm the earthquake. Man blaze, harder than spring break. Honey for the deal, I walk for the cheesecake.
you feel like banging a Brazilian tonight. Throw red instead, feel the spirit, alright. About to clear a meal with Q here, this is tight. This here hip hop funkier than pit rock. Hands move around like a crowd full of TikTok. Hands off the stove, man, we cooking this hot.